On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the importance of support for your small business, and not just any support, but the support of a mastermind group. This is Sherry Ruskus, and this is episode 23 of The Courage to Be the Difference. I first became involved in the mastermind process when I founded the Victory Circles back in 2006. However, the mastermind's concept began in my head 2 years before its inception. There was this idea that just kept rumbling through my head that wouldn't go away. You know, sometimes as entrepreneurs, we get ideas that come and go, but this one, it would not leave. It had been inspired by many things, but probably the one that sticks out the most is the one day that I was driving down the street listening to Napoleon Hill's CD set, The Principles of Self-Mastery. If you're unfamiliar with Napoleon Hill's work, his best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, has sold over 100 million copies since it was first published in 1937. He derived the information for the book from interviews that he had done with some of the wealthiest businessmen of that time, including Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, and Harvey Firestone, just to name a few. So I'm cruising along, listening to what Mr. Hill had to share about the philosophy of what he called the mastermind principles. As he started listing and explaining them, I literally had to pull my car over because I just needed to write them down as fast as I could, starting and stopping the CD to get every single tidbit of what he was saying. Again, it was that good. It was as if a huge light bulb had gone off in my head. After 20 years of being an entrepreneur, I fully began to realize the foundational support that I had always been missing in my businesses, along the way. There are many Napoleonisms, as I like to call them, that started coming off the CDs, such as the explanation of what a mastermind even is. And I quote, Napoleon said, "It's a mind that is developed through the harmonious cooperation of two or more people who ally themselves for the purpose of accomplishing any given task," unquote. He went on to explain how the need to work with like-minded individuals in order to build our definite chief aim, self-confidence and self-esteem, and in finding self-control and a habit around the whole area of money and other principles that we'll talk about here today. I knew in my heart of hearts it was the answer I had been looking for in my coaching career. At that point, I had been a business coach for about 8 years and saw a growing need to create a new coaching model based on a deeper need for support that multiple minds coming together creates. And while to that point I had worked with a variety of both men and women entrepreneurs, I really saw my fellow women entrepreneurs struggling the most. So in January 2006, during a coaching session with my own coach, the full vision for this mastermind group I wanted to create became very clear in my head as I shared my deepest desire with her to bring it to life. And then suddenly, as happens in great coaching sessions, the name The Victory Circles popped out of my mouth and I could see clearly exactly what I needed to do. One of the things that I love about coaching is that it can bring so many things to the surface that have been festering, but without the right questions and foresight by a coach, those thoughts may never see the light of day in our mind's eye. For many years, I have come to love the word victory. My company and private coaching practice was Business Victories. And what we would be creating, of course, would be Victory Circles, the place where winners go to celebrate their victories. But also, let's face it, there is a race that takes you to that Victory Circle, and that is where the mastermind element really comes into play. A mastermind process, after all, allows you to hang out with people of a like mind with similar interests, challenges, conflicts, and abilities to in fact become the master of your own mind. It brings such clarity when you can bring the essential elements to act as the framework of a mastermind group. In March of 2006, the very first Victory Circle came together, and from the first moments of that very first meeting, there was no doubt in my mind that it was a formula that would work. The women in the room that day had come for various reasons, some to assist them in the chaos in their life, and some to deal with financial issues. And some, quite honestly, were just there for the experience. This aspect is still the same with everyone coming for a variety of reasons, but for the most part, most of them are mutually looking to gain the further achievement in their business to get to the dreams of their desires. So I thought I'd spend a few minutes here today in this podcast explaining the elements that bring a mastermind together. For this, I need to ask, if possible, to have you pause this for a moment and get a blank piece of paper in front of you so that I can fully have you illustrate the elements that come together in a mastermind. Don't worry, no great artistry is needed here. It's pretty basic. I believe that by becoming a master of our mind, we get to fully live out who we were intended to be. So first, I want you to draw 12 rectangular boxes, which are actually going to be bricks, at the bottom of the page that make up the foundation of a structure that we're going to create. Make your bricks big enough to write words inside of them. If you want to put your page horizontally, that might work best, and so you can get the 12 bricks, or put the bricks on top of each other, however that works best for you. Be a little creative here in the process. So go ahead and draw your 12 bricks. If you want to pause while you do that, and then we'll keep going. And then we'll get back to these bricks in just a minute. Okay, so your bricks are drawn. And so after you have your bricks as your foundation, I want you to draw a very basic house on top of them. Think about the houses you used to draw as a child, you know, early on, very basic. Two side walls with lines, and then a V will make the roof. So that's one vertical line on the left and one vertical line on the right, right, with some space in between, which are the walls, the outer walls of your house that support the V of the roof. So on the roof's right side, I want you to write the word mentors to represent the members of your mastermind circle that bring with them deep experience, especially your coach or who's ever facilitating the process to be one of your main mentors and is really pulling this group together. On the left side of the roof, write peer group to represent the other members who will work alongside you and might just be at the same place that you are in your business, right? You're both maybe even have the same amount of experience, one a little more than the other, but pretty close to each other's experience. Now, moving down into the house, now on the right-hand vertical wall, I want you to write the word accountability. This represents the element of the mastermind that is critical to moving each of us forward. Every month, the members of the Victory Circles make a commitment through shared intentions of items that they're going to work on in their life and, most importantly, in their business. The idea is to return to the mastermind having accomplished these tasks to the best of your ability. On the left-hand vertical wall, write strategic planning and coaching. This represents the curriculum that is inside any good mastermind, something that I have found along my journey. Because while it can be effective to have meetings with just accountability and some brainstorming, what I have found most valuable and effective is to actually have a curriculum based in strategic planning that includes coaching sessions in between the mastermind meetings. It can really make all the difference. In the Victory Circles, this includes both our immersion program and our Marketing Mastery Program. Now, the Immersion Program was adapted from Napoleon Hill's work and these mastermind principles that I'm talking about here with you today. They are the bricks that will be at our foundation. As I explain each one, I would like for you to write that in the brick, so whatever that word is. And each one of these mastermind principles, again, is the foundation to the work within the mastermind. So brick number one is your definite chief aim. So just write in definite chief aim. What is your purpose for your business? The number one reason that you do what it is that you do. In the victory circles, one of the first things that we will do is work on this component of clarity and how you look at what it is that you do and how you share that with others. Every January, as we review our goals and ambitions for the year ahead, we'll come back to this principle as we look towards the changes that may have evolved in our business over the previous year. Moving on to brick number two, which is self-confidence. And let's face it, without self-confidence, self-esteem, our foundation will be extremely vulnerable. Each February, we look at this principle and do the necessary work that gets us even more comfortable in our own skin so that we can better share what we have to give to others. So think strongly about the tool of self-confidence. Brick three is honoring time. Honoring time. Now, Napoleon's principles didn't cover this key component, but as multitasking entrepreneurs today, it's one of our most precious commodities that we never seem to have enough of. In March, this is looked at closely in order to find ways to use our time more efficiently and more effectively. Brick number four is self-control with money. Ah, money. Write money in that fourth brick. Let's face it, without money, we are dead in the water in our businesses. Our business simply won't survive. Each year in April, we cover this topic. Money is one of those game changers in life and in business. Totally changes the way we play the game. Getting your arms fully around the ins and outs of money will allow you to grow and share your business with the world in ways you may not have ever dreamed yet. Brick number five is leadership. Leadership. In order to be a successful entrepreneur, you must be an effective leader. In May, we focus on the leadership qualities that we each need to engage in as small business owners and entrepreneurs. Yes, each one of us are a leader in our own right. And at a time in our country's history where there seems to be a crisis in leadership integrity, more than ever, we need to step it up a notch or maybe much more, whether we are leading our customers, employees, local community, or the world at large. We each need to fully get our arms around this critical piece. Brick number six is imagination. Imagination and our creativity as an entrepreneur is our lifeblood. Sometimes we get so caught up in the to-dos in our ongoing business that we can let this piece slip to the wayside. In June, we are reminded to get back on our creative hat that brings so much new juice into our businesses. Brick number seven is your unique personality. As the founder of your business, you are what makes it unique. Each of us carries their own unique imprint, and in July, we take a look at each of ours. How do we share it from social media to the products and services that we put out into the world? Brick number eight is accurate thinking. Now, this may seem so simplistic, but when was the last time you penciled time on your calendar to actually think? Again, in our world of to-do lists and go, 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 thinking can be something that is done while doing five other things. We explore the art of thinking as a single functioning task, deliberately giving ourselves the time and space to put our best thinking forward. Brick number nine is concentration and focus. Similar to thinking, yet more about giving the concentration to certain tasks in our business. In September, just in time for the fall season, we look at those areas we need to be focusing on in our business. With distractions all around us, from our phones to the many demands of our business today, more than ever, we need to find the best way to concentrate on each day that what it is that we need to accomplish for that day. A tool we use in the Victory Circles is called our Daily Output Tracker, and we're going to use how to best apply it in our business. Brick number 10 is cooperation. Cooperation with the team around you. And when you think about your organizational chart, who goes in the blank spaces for those roles played in your business? Many entrepreneurs just say, me there, yeah, that's me too. Oh yeah, I'm over there in that role as well. And the reality is, and many a tired and broke entrepreneur can attest to this, doing it alone will get you not very far in your business. During the month of October, we focus on the team around you, whether employee, part-time contractor, or other businesses that you partner with that assist you in getting your business humming along. Brick number 11, as we round up here to our 12 bricks, is profiting from failures. Profiting from failures. And let's face it, there isn't a seasoned entrepreneur out there that hasn't had a failure or two, or what was it that Thomas Edison had, 1,000 failures before he got where he wanted to go? In fact, if it's not part of your previous game, you may not be as successful as you could be, because with winning, at times, comes losing. The difference between long-term winning and losing is what you could do to excel yourself forward with those failures. In November, we will do an activity that will help us to see past our failures, gathering gems from each other as we move forward. And finally, brick number 12 is fully giving. The art of giving is the law of attraction in action. What a better time than the month of December to embrace this final principle into our hearts and into our lives. This is one of my favorite meetings of the year, as each member has the pleasure of sharing our gifts we bring to the world with each other in the mastermind. Napoleon Hill called this principle the golden rule, and thinking of it as the immutable law of doing unto others as you would want to have done to yourself. So there you have it, the foundation of what a mastermind looks like and the support that it brings to you. You can learn more about the mastermind process at victorycircles.com/masterminds. And that's circles plural and masterminds plural. So Victory Circles with an S and masterminds with an S. victorycircles.com/masterminds. And one more thing before I finish up today's podcast. These principles that I've shared with you today can also be found in further detail in my book, Victory One Moment at a Time. I entitled the book Victory One Moment at a Time because it's important that we become mindful about enjoying the elements of our business life as it intertwines with our personal life. Think about using the mastermind process and principles to start enjoying your business wherever it is right now today, to allow your passion to drive you as you reach towards profitability. Too often, I see businesses miserable trying to get there and not enjoying the process. So this really is about enjoying the process to getting to profitability, which of course is going to give you longevity for your business. You know, and again, I just see entrepreneurs getting so stressed out about their business because they're not enjoying it. So what could you do today to help you enjoy your business more? I think it's really important, and that's the component behind Victory One Moment at a Time. And I want to leave you, which again, let me just step back a second, which I dive deeper into the principles. So if you're interested in that, that is available to you. You can go to victorycircles.com and go, and you can find it under our resources, under books. You can also go to Amazon as well. And I'll leave you with a poem that a amazingly was found among my mother Janine Landreau's belongings right after she'd passed away in 2009. And at the time, my sister found these words that my mother had written all the way back in 1976 amongst her paperwork. And at that time, I was in the throes of writing Victory One Moment at a Time. And these words that my mom indeed lived her life by, ironically, were exactly as the title of my book outlined. It was a confirmation from my mom, from up above, that I was on the right path. So I'll share this poem with you now. Do not take this moment lightly, for it's the most important moment of your life. It's all there is of the present. Live it to the fullest, for it will never come again. All that has gone before it is a memory, and all that will come after it is only a hope or dream of future things. It's more than the beginning of tomorrow and the end of yesterday. Make it a great moment. It's your life right now, and you will never live it again. Thanks, Mom. This concludes this podcast. It takes courage to be the difference. Decide to use that courage that you have in this moment to make changes. If you like today's podcast, I urge you to please rate it or leave a comment. And you can learn more about our organization, the Victory Circles, at victorycircles.com. This is Sherry Ruskus thanking you for your time and making it to all the way to the end of today's podcast. It shows you're a winner just in that for completing. Until next time, here's to your successes and victories.